One of the nearly two dozen Democrats running for president in 2020 made a stop in Northwest Arkansas yesterday for an appearance at Walmart's annual shareholders meeting. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he was there to stand with protesters and workers who want higher wages and greater presentation in the company. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek was there too, and she has this report.
What do we want?
A living wage!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
A living wage!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Several dozen protesters gathered outside the John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers as inside Walmart shareholders sat down for their annual meeting.
It's my honor as chair of the Walmart Board of Directors to welcome you and formally open our 49th annual shareholders meeting.
Some of the protesters held signs calling for a $15 minimum wage, while others displayed posters with the name of the 2020 Democratic presidential candidate who's been calling on Walmart to make the change.
Bernie! 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 Bernie!
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was at the shareholders meeting to present a resolution on behalf of Kat Davis, a Walmart worker and shareholder who is also the leader of a group called United for Respect, which aims to protect workers' rights at large corporations.
Resolved, shareholders of Walmart urge the board to adopt the policy of promoting significant representation of employee perspectives among corporate decision makers by requiring that the initial list of candidates from which new nominees are chosen by the Nominating and Governance Committee include hourly associates.
Right now, Walmart's board of directors includes Walmart president and CEO Doug McMillon, Sam Walton's son Rob Walton, and one of his grandsons, Stuart Walton, as well as current and retired presidents and CEOs of companies like McDonald's, American Airlines, and Yahoo. While it wasn't part of the resolution, Sanders used part of the 3 minutes allotted for his remarks to call on Walmart to raise its minimum wage from $11 to $15.
Despite the incredible wealth of its owner, Walmart pays many of its employees starvation wages, wages that are so low that many of these employees are forced to rely on government programs like food stamps, Medicaid, and public housing in order to survive.
Sanders told shareholders the American people are tired of subsidizing the greed of some of the largest corporations in the country.
They are also outraged by the grotesque level of income and wealth inequality in America, as demonstrated by the CEO of Walmart making 1,000 times more than the average Walmart employee.
Sanders urged shareholders to do the right thing, but as Rachel Brand, the executive vice president of global governance and corporate secretary, told the crowd, the resolution did not have the company's support.
Thank you, Senator Sanders, for your presentation and for your viewpoint. While we don't support this particular proposal, the importance of listening to and investing in our associates was reflected in Doug's remarks, and you'll hear more about it later in the meeting.
Sanders then met with protesters who crowded around him as he spoke on a grassy knoll along Pinnacle Hills Parkway.
Thank you very much.
Thank you!
Sanders says the major economic crisis facing the country is that millions of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck and working multiple jobs to get by, while Walmart is owned by a family that's worth $175 billion.
You all know what that means. All right, and that means if your car breaks down, you don't quite know what happens. If your kid gets sick and ends up in the hospital, you're worried about going bankrupt. So in the wealthiest country in the history of the world, we got three families owning more wealth than the bottom half of America.
Sanders says paying workers a $15 minimum wage is not a radical idea because other employers have already done it.
In the last year, we've worked with Amazon employees. They have raised their minimum wage to $15 an hour. We've worked with Disney employees. They've raised their minimum wage to $15 an hour. Target is moving to $15 an hour.
In his remarks to shareholders, Walmart president and CEO Doug McMillon thanked Sanders for attending the meeting.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for your interest in our company. Thank you to Senator Sanders and all the shareholder proponents for being here today.
McMillon then outlined the ways in which Walmart has invested in its associates. One of them was raising the minimum wage and investing an incremental $4.5 billion in pay beyond the company's annual wage increases for Walmart and Sam's Club associates.
We promoted more than 215,000 U.S. store associates last year. Across our total U.S. workforce, 57% of our hourly promotions were to women, and 45% were to people of color. 75% of U.S. store management started as hourlies. We've hired more than 225,000 U.S. veterans since Memorial Day 2013, with a goal of hiring 250,000 by 2020.
McMillan also talked about Walmart's Dollar a Day college program, which it plans to extend to high school students. The company's expanded 16 weeks of paid time off for maternity leave and the healthcare options it offers its employees.
We created Centers of Excellence, partnering with providers such as the Mayo Clinic and Johns Hopkins for associates facing a health crisis. And we offer healthcare options for associates that start as low as $28 per pay period, which is 40% less than the national average. We cover 1.1 million associates and family members here in the U.S.
McMillan also called on Congress to boost the federal minimum wage.
It's clear by our actions and those of other companies that the federal minimum wage is lagging behind. $7.25 is too low. It's time for Congress to put a thoughtful plan in place to increase the minimum wage. Any plan should take into account phasing and cost of living differences to avoid unintended consequences.
When he was asked about the things Walmart has done for its associates, Senator Sanders told reporters he was not there to criticize the company for everything, but insisted they could do more by raising the minimum wage. For Ozarks at Large,
feel that burn.
I'm Susanna Sitek.
The results of the shareholders' vote were announced later yesterday. Senator Sanders' proposal on behalf of Kat Davis received less than 0.01% of the shares that were present or represented by proxy at the meeting.